Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Time for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We end every Friday program every week with Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. But the choice is entirely yours. All we do is provide the soundbites. The decision as to which will be Soundbite of the Week is up to you, our listeners. You can vote after you listen for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter them to us, @issuesetc, or leave them at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. Dr. Frank Beckwith was with us, and he answered the question, does President Obama understand the pro-life position?
He says that people disagree with abortion. That's not quite right. What we believe as pro-lifers is that the unborn human person is a full-fledged member of the human community. And we just don't disagree with it. We think it's wrong. That is, it's not a question of a subjective opinion that we have, a matter of taste or a matter of preference. We think it's actually wrong. So he says, we should reduce the number of women seeking abortions by reducing unintended pregnancies. Now, it's interesting here. He's not talking about protecting the unborn from harm. He's talking about reducing the number of abortions, which isn't precisely the pro-life position. The pro-life position is, in one sense, about reducing abortion, but that's not merely what we're interested in. We're interested in protecting all human beings, regardless of their size, level of development, environment, or dependency. We're interested in that because we believe that's, in fact, what the government ought to do. So at the end of the day, I don't believe what President Obama is presenting is an accurate portrayal of the pro-life position.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Heath Curtis, answering the question, is Emperor Constantine's famous religious pluralism still with us today?
I was talking about the National Day of Prayer and how that kind of makes me uncomfortable. Sometime hop on the internet and go read one of the presidential proclamations about Thanksgiving or the National Day of Prayer, and then go read one of the presidential proclamations about Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Ramadan and Eid. And remember that when the president turns on the national Christmas tree, he also turns on the national menorah. And all of a sudden, Constantine doesn't look like this dead figure of history. He's living and breathing on Pennsylvania Avenue.
That was soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at @issuesetc, email us talkback@issuesetc.org, or leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. By the way, the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this week, it's the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. And here's soundbite number three, Brigitte Gabriel. What would a mosque at Ground Zero symbolize?
For Muslim radicals who are driving the agenda right now worldwide and who perpetrated September 11th, the symbol is that Islamic supremacy will prevail. And this is exactly why Muslims throughout history in the last 400 years, in order to show their supremacy, they always build a mosque on top of the ruins of the people they conquered. And this is why we see Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem is built on top of the temple, the Jewish temple, to show the supremacy of Islam over Judaism. The Umayyad Mosque in Damascus is built over the Church of St. John the Baptist. Hagia Sophia Cathedral in Constantinople was converted into a mosque. Over 2,000 mosques in India were built on Hindu temples, again, to symbolize the supremacy of Islam over Judaism, Christianity, and Buddhism. So the reason why they want to build this mosque in particular on Ground Zero is to show that Islamic supremacy is above all, and to basically erect a shrine for the ideology that perpetrated September 11th.
All right, that was soundbite number three, Bridgie Gabriel. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call us and vote. 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org, the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or Twitter your votes at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Stephen Hine, answering the question, has God made us Christians to bring about our moral reform?
No, he hasn't. He has made us for himself in creation, and when we messed up that back there in Genesis, then he executed a recreation and a redemption program that he has executed through his Son. Whatever it is that God wants from us, he needs no help in our behalf. Not moral help, not intellectual help, and certainly not emotional energy. As Luther eloquently stated in his Heidelberg thesis, whatever it is that is pleasing to God, he never comes hat in hand. He just creates what is pleasing. And that is what he does as he recreates us by the power of the saving work and word of Christ.
All right, it's Friday afternoon, May the 28th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You play by voting for one of those four soundbites. Dr. Frank Beckwith, does President Obama understand pro-lifers? Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, is Emperor Constantine's religious pluralism still with us today? Soundbite number three, Brigitte Gabriel on what would a mosque at Ground Zero mean? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Stephen Hine, has God made Christians to bring about moral reform? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. The Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, May the 28th, and we're giving away to the best vote for Soundbite of the Week an LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone calls we take first, 1-877-623-6943. Leave your vote at the Facebook fan page for Issues Etc., facebook.com/issuesetc. Twitter your votes to us at issuesetc, or send them to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Grace is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Pastor. I've got a vote for Soundbite 3, Bridget Gabriel.
Why is that?
Well, I think this issue of letting them build a mosque right there by Ground Zero is just very disrespectful to all the people who lost their lives, and the family members especially. And I know they have a lot about how it's cruel to be racial profiling, but I'm sorry, but Islam has the past history is very violent. It's, you know, their idea is to kill Christians. If you're Christian, you're absolutely unacceptable in Islam.
Grace, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. That's a vote for soundbite number 3, Bridget Gabriel, on what would a mosque at Ground Zero symbolize. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Via Facebook, Beth in Badat, Lebanon, that's the country of Lebanon. Beth in Lebanon says, a vote for soundbite number 1. It's not just disagreement, it's murder. That's a vote for Dr. Frank Beckwith. Does President Obama understand pro-lifers? Helen in Austin, Texas says, vote for soundbite number 3. The item about the mosque at Ground Zero. I can't believe that anyone is seriously entertaining such an idea. Helen, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Austin, Texas. Via Facebook, Josh in St. Louis says he votes for soundbite number 3. Do not underestimate the power of symbols. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. How would you vote for soundbite of the week? 877-623-MYIE. Mark is listening in Marysville, Ohio. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. The soundbite that struck me the most that I vote for is the last one, because he just really said how much that God doesn't need us, that we need him, and that through all of his love, that God has chosen us. And I just think that just really hits the nail on the head.
Mark, thanks for listening in Ohio, and thanks for your vote for soundbite number 4 in that case. Don in Junction City, Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number 4, too, by Dr. Stephen Hine. God has commanded us to bring the gospel to all people. He did not command us to bring about moral reform. It is the power of the gospel that can change the heart of man. The age-old problem with man is his rebellion against God. It is only the gospel that can turn man from the path of death to life. He has given us the means of grace to nourish us in the new Christian life. Don in Kansas, thank you very much for listening out there. In Milwaukee, Paul votes for soundbite number 1. That would be Dr. Frank Beckwith. Does the president understand the pro-life position? He says abortion is life and death, and now more pressing given the current administration in Washington, D.C. Government and prayer is not. Muslim supremacy, interesting, and educational. Again, not life and death. Number 4 is spiritual life and death, but not fully developed as such, says Paul in Milwaukee. Also via Facebook, James in Evansville, Illinois says, soundbite number 3. Works as a soundbite on so many levels, he says. In a short period of time, Brigitte Gabriel gives the evidence of how serious a symbol this mosque would be. This did what every good soundbite should do. It made me want to listen to the rest of the interview and sign the petition, perhaps one of the best soundbites for 2010 so far. Well, thank you very much, James. In Evansville, you can, by the way, hear all these interviews in their entirety at our website, issuesetc.org. Listen on demand. Let's see. Joe in Maumee, Ohio says, I vote for the mosque at Ground Zero clip. The descendants of Ishmael, that wild donkey of a man quoting scripture, are still wreaking havoc with all those that they oppose. Abraham's sin continues to haunt us in the 21st century. We should fear them and pray for them, says Joe in Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for listening in Ohio. Dennis in Michigan says, my vote for soundbite of the week, soundbite number one, Dr. Frank Beckwith, abortion is wrong. Pray that one day we may all proclaim this and not wait for some politician to adopt what God proclaims. Amen. Still plenty of time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can Twitter your votes at issuesETC or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's a vote for soundbite number three from Frank in North Carolina. My vote for number three this week, the president's top counterterrorism advisor defended jihad as a legitimate tenet of Islam and went on to say that the violent Islamic extremists are victims of political, economic, and social forces, and that we should not be describing them using religious terms. A great soundbite that you guys should try and get a hold of, he says. It is refreshing to hear someone like Brigitte Gabriel call a spade against the backdrop of our postmodern culture, which is so willing to be understanding and accepting of other cultures, belief systems, even if those are hell-bent on destroying not only us, but the entirety of Western society. Frank, thank you very much for your email and for voting from North Carolina. Let's see. And this one comes from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He says, my vote is for soundbite number three. The only reason to build a mosque at Ground Zero this early is to declare victory and to insult families of victims. Back in the mid-80s, the Roman Catholic Church opened a convent near Auschwitz. Even though it had been 40 years since the camp had closed and the atrocities were ended, the wounds were still too deep. The convent was eventually ordered moved. For the nominal region of the perpetrators to erect any house of worship on a site of such an atrocity is at best rude and insulting. Even though we can make strong arguments that the Nazis were not real Christians, it is still inappropriate. Even though arguments are being made that the terrorists are not real Muslims, it is still inappropriate. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois, thank you very much for your vote. Well, the winner this week is soundbite number three, Brigitte Gabriel. What would a mosque at Ground Zero symbolize?
For Muslim radicals who are driving the agenda right now worldwide and who perpetrated September 11th, the symbol is that Islamic supremacy will prevail. And this is exactly why Muslims throughout history in the last 400 years, in order to show their supremacy, they always build a mosque on top of the ruins of the people they conquered. And this is why we see Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem is built on top of the temple, the Jewish temple, to show the supremacy of Islam over Judaism. The Umayyad Mosque in Damascus is built over the Church of St. John the Baptist. Hagia Sophia Cathedral in Constantinople was converted into a mosque. Over 2,000 mosques in India were built on Hindu temples, again, to symbolize the supremacy of Islam over Judaism, Christianity, and Buddhism. So the reason why they want to build this mosque in particular on Ground Zero is to show that Islamic supremacy is above all and to basically erect a shrine for the ideology that perpetrated September 11th.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number three, Brigitte Gabriel, what would a mosque at Ground Zero symbolize? Now, the LPR bundle package on this Friday, I think I will give it to our caller Grace, who called early and voted early. Grace, if you would email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. All we'll need is your mailing address and a shirt size, and we'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who voted and who played Soundbite of the Week this week. Thanks to our guests who provide us on a regular basis a seemingly unending font of good soundbites and good interviews on all these subjects. Now, if you appreciate what you've heard this week on Issues Etc., consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. That's our website, and thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to be talking with none other than Dr. Norman Nagel about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. A great conversation with Dr. Nagel. Do tune in on Memorial Day for that conversation with him on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And then on Tuesday, will begin a summer series on women in the scriptures. Dr. David Adams of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis is going to kick off the series. And where else would we begin a series on women in the scriptures except with the first one, with Eve herself? Now, you might say, we don't know much about Eve. Well, we do know a lot about Eve. And what we do know, we'll explore as we begin that summer series on women in the scriptures with Dr. David Adams kicking it off. This is not just about hurt feelings. This is not just about being offended. I do not think that in this case anyone is overreacting to say that an Islamic mosque should not stand at or near Ground Zero. Even if those who build it do not intend it to symbolize the victory of Islam over the West, or over Western ideals, or over Christianity, even if they do not intend it to symbolize that, it will, for those who did perpetrate the atrocity of 9/11, it will symbolize that for them. And we just simply shouldn't give them that satisfaction. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.